All right, boys, welcome back to episode number 16, epi number 16. I don't know why I'd say episode because nobody says it anymore. Epi 16. Jacob, what are we going to talk about today?
Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Bardown. That's Ole Postonen. Two biggest beauties in the game of hockey.
Your grandma's favorite players, too.
Any sport, in reality. We could play any sport, but we chose hockey because it's obviously takes the most skill.
Do you find that hockey players are better at every sport than any other person in sport? Like, you put a basketball player in hockey, he can't play.
Correct.
You put a hockey player in basketball, he dominates.
Yeah, every single time. Look at Alex Ovechkin, signs a one-day pro contract with Moscow FC, scores a goal, and lays a body. This guy went in, pro contract, does his thing. He's a natural out there. See one of those guys on skates.
Or certified athlete.
Honestly, see any of those other players, see how long it takes them to develop a reasonable shot. You know, and he can be just standing. How long does it take to get like a reasonable shot, you know?
A long time.
Long time.
Hockey players, they can master the jump shot, the J shot. Yeah. They can master a kick. They can do anything. They can throw a perfect spiral at a football. You put a football player with a hockey stick, not a chance.
Not a chance. Not a chance. So we can even take the skates away because that's typically the conversation goes to, you guys can't even skate. Fine. You guys don't want to go on ice. You want to keep it dry. We'll just put a shooting pad out. You pick your poison on the stick that you want and see how long that it takes you to score a goal.
They're just not athletes.
They're not athletes. We are way better than any other one. Today's a bit of a fun one. Obviously, the Colorado Avalanche win the Stanley Cup. Our boy Cale Makar takes home the hardware. Conn Smythe, Norris.
Little Calgary boy.
Guy's an absolute weapon, and he's a young buck in the league. Obviously, there's some offseason talk. There's some absolute studs in the UFA charts this season. Our team's going to re-sign him, or are they going to go elsewhere? And honestly, what's Edmonton going to do? Because right now, they technically don't have goaltending.
A lot of that's coming up, boys. A little bit of our July. We're going to tell you what's going on in that month. Pretty busy for us. A lot of stuff going on. Like I said, Pittsburgh, Vegas, Buffalo, blah, blah, blah. All over the friggin' continent. So we'll get into that coming up here.
It's going to be a good time.
All right, boys. It's time to grip it and rip it.
A couple Tandy Terminators right here, boys.
That's right, boys. Low keys, missies.
Now you got a couple mic monsters, right, Jacob?
That's right, boys. Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
All right, boys. Welcome back to Paydays. Let's get into it right away. Big shout out, Colorado Avalanche. First team to drop the cup within the first, 10 minutes?
5 minutes. Set an NHL record. That's unbelievable. Abe Kubel goes in, loses an edge.
Ripping in for the team picky though. He's buzzing in.
And he chose elbow drop on Tendy's pads. A smart play. I mean, Kemper, is he even going to go back to the team? He doesn't care. You know, blow it, MCL, ACL, whatever. Abe Kubel is just going in hot like that.
He's got the cup. He doesn't care anymore, you know?
It was a smart play though. The team immediately grabs it, flips it around. You can barely see the dent in it. Gets a photo. Pretty funny.
Honestly, if I'm that guy and you're carrying the cup and you fall, isn't your instinct to just kind of turn and land on your shoulder?
For sure. He's just a little guy though. So like he's so close to the ground, he probably didn't have time.
And that cup's pretty heavy too. So that might've weighed him down a little bit.
For sure it did.
But cup is absolutely destroyed. Phil, we're actually supposed to have Phil on this episode, but we'll get him on another one. He's obviously busy trying to get that massive dent out of that cup.
That Stanley Cup tour is unbelievable. You see Landeskog letting his daughter drink out of the cup.
Yeah,
that
was
pretty
beer?
Cool.
Had to be. Hey?
I think it was
because you only drink beer out of the cup.
It was probably a cider. I would say, yeah,
apple cider, maybe an apple teeny.
Yeah, like more of the cider thing, like something tasty.
She's only like seven. So.
Yeah, so something you don't want to go like something crazy and something that she's not going to enjoy. I think just like good orchard cider, just
fair.
Clutch in that moment. That was, I thought it was going to go seven games. I'm so stoked that the Tampa Bay Lightning did not three-peat though. Still a dynasty team, but I really like the record for Corey Perry.
Do you not feel bad for the guy yet? Do you see his wife crying?
Corey Perry? Yeah, I feel bad for his wife, but she made that decision to marry him, you know? Like that.
Should have married like Nate McKinnon or something,
yeah,
you know?
There was So many. I mean, even to say he played on the Tampa Bay Lightning for his whole career, like there's what, 21 other players that she could have married, and you chose Corey Perry. Do you know what I mean? So I feel I don't feel bad for Corey Perry. I thought he's matured a lot as soon as he went to Montreal. Before that, I couldn't stand the guy. The way he played, the cheap shots, all that stuff, hated Corey Perry. He's a ruthless hockey player to the point where he needs his eyes pumped shut. His antics, though, the water bottle thing, hilarious.
Love it.
All for that. So if he walks that line, I'm totally cool with it.
It's funny things like that that I love about the guy.
Yeah.
Just stupid plays that doesn't need to happen.
It was just like the sticks to the balls, stuff like that, cheap shots and dives. You know, I couldn't stand it. Like, just play the game, man. You can agitate so many other ways.
He now holds the record, though, for most Stanley Cup final appearances and losses.
Good for him.
At least he has a record, you know?
He's got a recce, so good for him.
Shout out to Nate Dogg, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally, our boy wins a cup.
Nate Mac, and he deserves it. That guy's all time.
To me, he might be the second best player in the world.
I honestly...
Connor McDavid and maybe Nathan MacKinnon.
I honestly think that Nate Mac is like severely underrated.
100%.
When you look at all of the sports shows, so the recap shows, ESPN, TSN, Sportsnet, all those shows, the spotlight, no matter what happened in the league that time, is always on, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Johnny Gaudreau, all that stuff. And we got Nathan MacKinnon. This guy is an anomaly hockey player, and he can win an entire series for a hockey team.
Did it against Calgary.
Even if he isn't producing, his defense, he's a all-star blocking shots on purpose. You know, like this guy literally does everything for the team. He does everything to try and get that W. So he, in my opinion, he's so underrated. Everyone needs to talk more about Nathan MacKinnon. Everyone needs to watch this kid play. He's phenomenal. And when we met him, he's one of the nicest person that we have met. They've all been great, but Nate Mac,
absolute
beauty. So nice. He's a weapon and just a really good human being. I like that.
He's got to be, he just reminds me of like a freight train, you know, like he's super fast. He's fast. He's got a unbelievable release, but he's like so strong.
You look at his stride and
he's like a train.
It's so long. He's so low. And not only can he go north-south at top speed stick handling, but he can also go east-west, which looks like about 8 feet that he can travel east-west when he needs to get around somebody.
Like you have McDavid, super fast.
Super fast.
Nate Mac, fast, but huge. It's a little bit of like kind of an Ovechkin fast, an Ovechkin feel if he was fast.
Yeah, if you
Because you get in his way, he's plowing you.
Yeah, if you give Ovi 8 more Moscow mules, he's going to reach that speed. You know, like
a couple more sodas on the bench.
Yeah. But Nathan MacKinnon, he is easily top two. And honestly, it's a toss up day to day if it's Nate Mac or McDavid that's on the top of it.
I think McDavid is just always on his game.
Oh, for sure.
Even
he
if
is.
He doesn't do anything, he has 7 points in the game.
For sure. Absolutely.
Did you see the stat in the final? He had 38 or something points, and he was still 15 points more ahead of anyone else in the playoffs.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Just
disgusting.
The guy's nasty.
He is filthy. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
But local Calgary boy, Kale McCarr, just unbelievable.
Man, that kid, He plays such spot on defense. He attacks when he needs to attack. Conn Smythe and Norris
and Stanley Cup.
And
there was another one.
The Western Conference final trophy. Or was there another one?
I saw something. It was like three. It was like Conn Smythe, Norris, something, and then the cup.
Yeah, unless it was just that Campbell Conference. I think it was Campbell Conference.
Maybe, but trophy. The kid is just.
He's
unbelievable
next level.
Hockey player.
I saw it. It was on Sportsnet, I believe. They had like one of those, like just a post that was straight up, who could retire right now and make it into the Hall of Fame? And they were talking sports in general for anyone. They listed off a few, but Kale McCarr, easily, if he hung him up, heaven forbid, I hope this never happens, career-ending injury, something like that, immediately.
Broken toe.
Immediately, Hall of Famer.
What was his, he was tied with three people for like most, or to win all those trophies in one season. It was like Bobby Orr, Lindstrom and McCarr or something.
Probably, yeah.
It was just an insane list of just...
He solidified himself. He's already a legend, and he will, no doubt about it, the moment he's eligible for the Hockey Hall of Fame, he is immediately inside it. He could literally go into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. He is that good, and he's only going to get better.
And his teammates, like, they obviously know, because I don't know if you watched the Cup interviews, they asked Landy, it's like, what did your team do, or what does the team need to do to be like you guys? And he's like, get yourself a Kale McCarr.
Yeah.
So obviously this kid is...
He's special.
He's the best D in the entire world.
He is a very, very special D-man. And
from Calgary too.
And he's a good dude.
Let's go.
He's just a really good dude.
We played with him in New Hampshire. I don't know if was he on your team or my team? I don't remember.
He was on your team because I had Quinn.
Yeah, you had Quinn. I think McCarr was the one who actually fed me that B-way pass.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but...
And then Brady took that stupid penalty.
Yeah, on you.
Classic.
You buried.
Classic Kachuk.
But yeah, the kid's unbelievable. That whole team is just... Was just on a different level the entire season.
Animals. They're just absolute animals. And I'm so glad that they won. They deserved it. Jared Bednar, we met him. He's a good dude. It was a coaching duel. Like, those are two of my favorite coaches that we have met.
Coop is an absolute beauty. I love that guy.
He is unbelievable and so nice. He knows the game so well. Obviously, he's doing something right. But Jared Bednar, this guy, same thing. He's just got like a bit of a raspy voice. He's kind of like a nice Brendan Shanahan is what he looks like, in my opinion. Like, he hasn't been punched in the face as many times as Shanny. That kind of guy. He's just a good dude. I'm so excited for those. The only mishap, I would say, would be Abe Kubel. Body slamming. Trying to TKO that thing.
I say we take a shot in the dark here and we message Nate and ask him if we can come to the Cup party.
Yeah,
how sick would that be?
I don't know if he replied back. Yeah, I sent him the message.
He didn't reply to our message yet, but Kale McCarr did because obviously he's a friggin' legend. But
C-Mac for sure. Nate Mac and C-Mac.
Because Kale would probably come to Calgary, right?
Kale will be here, yeah.
So we should try and get into one of these Cup parties.
For sure, we're weaseling our way in. For sure.
So we're going to get into one of these parties because we need to. I've never been to a Cup party.
Yeah, we absolutely need that. Who do we try? Who did we say that we're going? It was in Boston at that BU thing. Johnny was there. Hazy was there. What was Buddy's name? He plays for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Dumo,
yeah. He said that he would take us back, but then they haven't won a Stanley Cup since. So maybe it's because he didn't actually work with us. He just ate pizza with us at a dive bar in Boston. Yeah.
The funniest picture is just all of us, me, you, Hazy, Johnny. Just you got like 8 pieces of pizza.
I was mucking. I hadn't eaten like all day that day. And I can't even have cheese, but I was like, I'm going to die. So I just put an entire wheel of pizza in my mouth. It was delicious.
Speaking of that, let's...
Paid for it.
Shout out to the Colorado, but let's get to some Johnny talk. I mean, this is just
some
been...
UFAs, eh?
The same old crap, but...
Some off-season stuff. Johnny, you got a little over anxious, a little excited not too long ago, seeing that previous Johnny contract.
Yeah, did you see me post that by accident? Yeah.
I saw somebody, and I know it was taken down like immediately as soon as like realized what it was.
Yeah.
Some guy messaged our Facebook and he's like, can you stop putting out false information and stuff? Like,
does he not read our bio?
Yeah.
Most unreliable news. I saw that on Twitter and I was absolutely bricked up. I'm like, yes, Johnny's coming back. And then I posted it and then some guy's like, you dumbass, that's from 2016. And then I was like, no, it's not.
Pretty funny.
And then I looked and I was like, ah,
that's
damn.
Pretty funny.
So I took it down, but I left it up on Facebook.
That's what happened.
It's still going off. People are like, 2016. I'm like, yeah, I know now. My bad. But we got the inside scoop. I already know what's going on with him, but we can talk about it.
There's no way that the Calgary Flames are going to pony up to keep a player like that around. We know the organization. They're not even ponying up to build a new facility for these people to play in.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Here's what I'm thinking. And I think we talked about this last time. Johnny leaves. Same. He just becomes a normal player.
Yeah.
Stays in Calgary. Becomes one of the greatest Flames. He goes down as like a legend, right?
Absolutely.
What are you doing in that situation? Are you staying a Flame? And just, you have no ties to Calgary. Just put yourself in Johnny's shoes. Are you leaving? Or do you want to be like, you know what? I can cement my legacy here. Join like Lanny McDonald, Theo Fleury. Like that has to be weighing on him.
Yeah.
Like, I could be one of the greatest Flames ever. Or do I go to whatever team for 5 years and then get traded again and blah, blah, blah. Or do you think he's going to flourish on a different team?
You know,
I don't think so.
It's really tough because everyone in the league is going for the ultimate goal of the Stanley Cup. If Johnny stays, the Calgary Flames will not win a Stanley Cup. If that is our superstar and that's what we're putting it on, that's what we're trying to build around, we're not going to win a Stanley Cup. We can't afford the people that we need in to win a Stanley Cup. They don't have the work ethic as soon as the playoffs come. We saw that again this year. It's not there. So if I'm Johnny Gaudreau, I'm looking for that ultimate goal. I want that Stanley Cup. I want that hardware. I want that. I think Johnny does flourish in a different market.
Yeah,
I think if Johnny goes anywhere East Coast, if you put Johnny Hockey and Lawton in Philly together, those boys are going to light it up. Johnny is a 1-2 combo, right? He's not a solo man. He can't do it by himself. Him and Monahan were great together. And then Monahan just disappeared.
Decided to not play hockey anymore.
Yeah. Him and Lindholm were great together. And then they just went downhill. There's so many things. And the variable, unfortunately, is Johnny Hockey. I think he's got to go somewhere else. I don't think Johnny wants to be here, you know, and I don't think the organization is going to pay the money to Johnny that he deserves based on his season this year.
Tied for number, points. What, third in the entire league?
Yeah.
So
they're they're too cheap.
I mean, regardless, Johnny's getting paid anywhere he goes, but you get rid of him, that frees up what, 40 something?
6.5 mil a season.
Yeah, so that frees up a ton of money. And then they could, even if they trade him for someone, they're going to get at least 2-3 good players. They have to, or one superstar.
Oh, they're going to be able
superstar
to get.
Superstar for superstar, you know?
Yeah, they're going to be able to get somebody solid for sure. And it is doable.
And I think Chucky should stay. And he should be captain of the team. Although a lot of people are like, no, he can't be captain. I think he can be.
He could be.
He could smarten up. He's still young. He was invisible in the playoffs. And first round, he just tried to beat the crap out of Klingberg the entire game.
Over a tweet.
A tweet over and over every single game to the point where it just got ridiculous. And then he did nothing.
And then showed up a little bit. And
first
then,
game, when it was 9-10.
Yeah. And then again, disappeared. I don't know. I just see Johnny going somewhere else, trying something different. Everyone, you know, we all know that Johnny likes, he's a family guy. He wants to be with his mom and his dad, or close to them at least, make it easier. Obviously, they want to see him play hockey. That's every parent's ultimate goal, is to see them, their children be successful and stuff like that. If Calgary finds a way to pay Johnny, I don't see us winning a Stanley Cup in that time frame that he's signed for. I really don't. Obviously, I want them to win, but there's too many other inconsistencies, and the disappearing act in playoff by our top guys has to end for that to change. And with that, we need that big leader like a Mark Stone, somebody that can come in, still produce enough, but just lead the way. They've been in that role before, and they can kind of be that father figure, you know?
You know, they should, yeah. One of the biggest, I think, disappointments for me was Toth. He came in after that trade, and he was like, oh, well, I was like, God, like, this is what Calgary needs. This guy is unbelievable. This is the missing. Who would have ever thought he was the missing key to the team?
Yeah.
And then just, again, playoffs, invisible. Like, Toff played the worst hockey he's ever played in playoffs.
Agreed. Yeah.
Guy couldn't hold the puck of his life depended on it.
No, he's struggled the whole time.
And I love him. I love Toff, but.
At some point, we got to ask as Flames fans, like, is it the players or is it the organization? Is it the fact that clearly the city doesn't believe in the Calgary Flames? That's why there's no new arena. The team doesn't believe in them because they wouldn't pony up to spend the additional money to get the arena. Yeah. They're cheap. It just looks and feels like they don't believe in the hockey team. So I honestly don't blame these players for coming in here and not producing, because it just, as a fan on the outskirts of it, it looks like nobody believes in them.
Tired, you know?
And
the first round was great. Second round, they're like, all right, that first round was great. We did what we had to do. Let's just not do anything.
First round, we got to walk on those guys.
Yeah, let's
Dallas.
Let's not do anything. Yeah. And then just see what happens. The Bears down here. He's got his cool little jacket on. But yeah, enough about Calgary talk. Let's, because it just annoys me.
Yeah, we don't want to beat a horse with a dead stick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over and over again. But more in the off season, there is some massive UFAs out there right now. One of the key ones in Pittsburgh that's occurring right now is apparently Evgeny Malkin may not sign, and it sounds like his team and the Pittsburgh Penguins organization are not lined up in conversation at this point.
Uh-oh.
Now, that could change. They also said something about Letang, but nobody cares about Letang. He's at the end of his career.
Guy's a Band-Aid.
He'll suitcase in somewhere. He'll take $1 million contract for some team, maybe like a Buffalo somewhere or Seattle, somewhere that's trying to start building and just become one of that veteran presence. But Evgeny Malkin, that could be a huge loss for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Could you imagine the two-headed monster finally splits up? Gino gets his light, his spotlight if he's not with Sid, because obviously he's always shadowed by Sid, but...
Where does he go, though? And does he get...
Calgary for Johnny. Imagine.
I would take that, actually.
I would take that,
I would
too.
Take that for sure.
Just selfishly, because I want to meet him.
Yeah. Evgeny in Calgary, absolutely, I would take that trade.
He'd hate it.
That's a... Oh, he... No way he would want to play here, but that...
He would look good in Flames colors.
He would. He would. He's got the face for red.
Yeah, ugliest dude ever, but...
Yeah, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think that... I mean, it'll be tough for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They trying to keep that roster spot. Plus, he's getting older. Sid's getting older. Do you get rid of him now? Try and bring in some young bucks, you know, and compliment
trade him
Sid.
While the value's high, you know?
Exactly. They can still get a lot for Evgeny. I don't see Mario trying to keep Malkin in the mix since we're super close with Mario. He's one of our best friends.
He doesn't even really own the team anymore. Sold him for like $2 billion. He has
wasn't it the Chicago place? Was it Chicago?
No, it was Fenway.
Boston. Fenway, Boston, that's the one, yeah.
We were actually at Mario's house when he sold the team, which is the craziest thing ever.
Minutes after the deal was...
He's chilling at his place. Well, and then a couple minutes later, he became a billionaire. But he only owns
he's a 10, percent.
10% of the team now or something. But
he held stake. He still gets owner's suite. I don't know. I see now going into the next few years for the Pittsburgh Penguins, I think they're on a decline now. I think the powerhouse Penguins are...
You think it's going to be like a Blackhawks vibe where they shit the bed for 5 years?
Maybe not complete Blackhawks, but I think they are going to go down. I think it's going to get worse for Pittsburgh fans before it gets better. But that's part of it. I mean, you had two of the best players in the world for how many years?
Years.
You won all those Stanley Cups. It's time for a change.
It's like Taser and Kane.
Exactly. And now they need to start a new build. I think it'd be good for them to get rid of Malkin and start developing some young bucks. And, you know, Jari looked not terrible come the end of the season. You know, he was starting to find his own, stuff like that. But either keep working with Jari and show him that you're invested in him, give him that confidence, or focus on goaltending. Goaltending's such a big thing in the NHL.
Maybe Pittsburgh will pick up Smitty.
Smitty, how long can Smitty go before he retires?
This is good. He has to have two years left, or this is his last year.
The Oilers are down. Koskinen goes back overseas. He signs over there. He wanted out, obviously, else he would have at least tempted to get a different contract in the NHL. So they're left with Smitty, who's on a one-year contract. He's a UFA as well. He's literally at the bottom of the list for the UFA signings. And then they got that Stuart Skinner?
Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart Skinner. So they, at this point in time, they don't have a goaltender for the upcoming season.
Is Fleury a UFA?
He is a UFA as well.
Because I saw something that Edmonton was trying to get him, but he refused Edmonton.
Correct.
Which is a great play.
Yeah.
By Flower.
That is a rumor that I've heard as well.
I think Flower needs to go back to Pittsburgh. Just nothing seems right. He has to be a Penguin.
Yeah, but he was
Or Toronto. Go to Toronto. Because Toronto's going to win a cup in the next couple years. I guarantee it.
That's a tough one.
Guarantee it.
That's a tough one. But that comes down to goaltending. And Jack Campbell is also UFA. And Ville Husso from St. Louis, UFA. So there's goaltenders out there that Edmonton can go after. Do they do it, though? Historically, they don't.
Historically, they just grab the oldest goalie who's like washed up and ready to retire. Yeah. And
or whoever Calgary doesn't want, you know, Cam Talbot. But now Talbot's over in Minnesota. And
he's killing
and
it.
He's doing so good. And Talbot and Fleury together, that's a great tandem. If I were Fleury, I'd stay in Minnesota personally. Selfishly, I love Minnesota. It's just, it's a good place. The organization's super chill. They just love hockey and they don't want to upset anybody. You know, it's a really, really good place to be. Plus Billy G. We actually met Billy G at the Henny.
Knew who we were, which is the craziest part.
Yeah, and he was just talking trash with us, chirping immediately. And then he ends the convo with, got to get you guys out here, do some videos up in my suite or office, whatever he called it. You guys can make some plays as the GM. Like, absolutely, Billy. Let's make this happen.
Have to do that for sure. Imagine us calling plays. I would get Johnny to friggin'...
Johnny to Minnie.
Yeah.
Ooh, Johnny
to Minnie for...
Okay. Johnny and Kirill.
No. If I'm Minnesota, I don't get rid of Kirill no matter what.
No. Together.
Oh yeah. Those two together?
Johnny and Kirill?
Imagine Johnny setting up Kirill.
That would be disgusting.
But who would Minnesota give up?
Well, they got Moose, Dumbs. Dumbs would probably come back home and play.
He's hometown boy, yep.
You know, there is some assets there. That's doable. And
that would be kind of sick. I asked Billy too. I said, hey, are you going to get Johnny in Minnesota? And he just laughed. So
I think that's a no. He probably knows more than we do why.
He might be capping, as the kids say.
You know, but that would be a pretty sick tandem. Johnny Hockey and Kirill the Thrill. That the headline that alone, that would be disgusting. The thrill over thrill. over to hockey. Bam, bam, bam. That'd be sick. I'm hyped on that.
Make it happen, Billy G.
So, yeah, anyway, there's a lot of
UFAs.
Lots of stud UFAs coming up here. I think this offseason, a lot of teams have a lot of things they got to work on. Obviously, Seattle, they're down in the dumper. So I would expect them to make some moves. I don't even remember what their season looked like this year. That's how bad they were. Yeah. For a few minutes there, I actually forgot they were a hockey team in the National League. But it's going to be a good one. And speaking of off seasons, actually, before we get into it, let's get into a few fan questions. You know, let's bring these little turds in sooner rather than later.
If you guys want to know how to ask some fan questions on the podcast, if you guys are listening, go over to our Instagram Obviously not now because it's done, but for the next one, the 1st, or no, 15th.
1st and 15th.
1st and 15th is paydays.
Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jake Bardown. That's Lloyd Posen. And our manager yells at us like almost every time because we don't say our names
enough.
You know, so on and so forth. So yeah, that's what you're listening to. Paydays with On the Bench. It's every 1st and 15th of every single month. We just talk trash about hockey. You know, going into the off season, there's going to be a lot of moves. We're going to focus on hockey, all the epis that we have coming out. And we have a lot of travel. So we're going to keep rolling. With some fan questions.
All right, some time for some fan questions. Fan questions. Oh, okay. You got first question?
First question. Where'd it go? It was that one.
I'm not sure.
Okay, from Shawnee Boy 5. I like this question a lot. What's your opinion on Shrek? This one, it's a great bus movie. You know, it hits all the vibes. I like Shrek. I like the Shrek series. I think they're awesome. You know, it's just a good cartoon that everyone can laugh to. So I'm 100% on board with the Shrek movies.
This one is a little tougher, but I really like it. Obviously, we're not genies. We can't predict the future. But where do you see Kale Makar in the next 5 years? That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Does Kale Makar, I mean, we've talked a lot about him already, but does he continue to dominate or does he die down? I think he solidifies himself as the greatest D-man to ever play the game.
Kale Makar has two gears, park and drive.
And so there you go.
He's only in park when he's off the ice. Every other time, he's only in drive. Like this guy's phenomenal. In the next 5 years, I predict Kale Makar to win at least two more Norris trophies.
He will be the greatest defenseman to ever play the game.
Easily. Next to Bobby Orr.
Yeah. Bobby Orr.
I mean, that's, you know, but he'll probably break every one of Bobby's records, but, you know, Bobby's Bobby. So, here's a good one. A lot of people ask this one from Henrik_19_. When are you bringing back knee hockey? So we're going to get back into that. It's
very
been
soon.
Insanely busy lately. We haven't had time. My home barn is under construction currently, doing a little bit of a resurface. So, and plus I had that career-ending injury that I'm just bouncing back from.
We thought he would never be able to play like again. He had 2 stitches in his knee.
It was five.
Five. Yeah, we thought he'd never play mini sticks again, but he's back.
So. I had a filleted kneecap.
I think we will be doing the Fan Cave one again in August. The outdoor
Absolutely, game. We're doing that. We're doing the Outdoor Classic. You can't have an annual thing if you don't do it annually. So
yeah, because then it would just be
It would be a one-off. It would be a one-off.
A one-hit wonder.
Yeah, like the Hanson Brothers. Yeah. You remember that song? Bob, dip-a-da-da-boom, bob, dip-a-da-ba-doom, bob.
This one here.
Please don't copyright us.
From LP Giuliano. She's great. She always takes pictures with all the merch and everything. Just a fantastic human. What are some of the all-time best team logos or jerseys? What are your all-time fave?
So my all-time favorite jersey is the Calgary Flames Blasty jersey. The Fire Horse is seriously, that's my number one. When they first put it in, I was super hyped on it. I could never afford a jersey. I was young. I was working part-time at Pizza Hut. I couldn't buy the jersey. They took them away. I could never find it. As soon as they came back with it, I was very lucky that Adidas hooked us up and sent me one. But if they didn't, I was going out to buy that jersey. I love Blasty. My second all-time favorite has to be the Vancouver black
sun.
Yeah, the fire skate or the sun skate.
Did you know
skate?
It was a blade?
It's a
blade,
skate.
Right? I didn't know that.
And that one was my favorite hockey team, Pavel Bure. Idolized that guy growing up, and I was a huge Canucks fan while Bure was playing there. As soon as he left, I fell off the wagon, didn't like him until obviously our boy Brock Besser.
Fun fact, Jacob was actually, weren't you a manager at Pizza Hut? You ran that.
Actually, I went the ranks. So I started at Pizza Hut when I was...
What were you doing? Like, were you cashier when you first started, or were you like the dough guy?
I was dish. I was dish.
I was clean dishes?
Yeah, I wasn't even 14 when I started my first job.
Oh, so you worked illegally.
I was in the... Job so there's... I think there's like a 6-week period prior to your 14th birthday that you can start or something like that. So I was in that. Then they could just hire me. So I started as a disher. I literally just washed pans, pizza pans, for 4 hours
pizza
a day.
Pizza Hut, right? Not and like a restaurant. Not like
no,
Boston
Pizza Hut. A Pizza Hut.
That tiny little one on Main, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what I start. And my wage when I started was $5.90 an hour. I made pennies. I think my biggest paycheck at that time was probably like $150 over 2 weeks.
And that was probably a lot.
That was big money.
That was like a million.
That was huge. And I was so jazzed. So I started as that. And then I get promoted to a cook, just normal pizza like cook, you know, just
throwing dough,
doing all that stuff. And then I get promoted to, I did CSR stuff, just answering phones, stuff like that. And then I got kitchen supervisor. So I was like the big boy in the kitchen, telling people how to yass dough and stuff like that. And then they're like, hey, you're up for manager. I was like, all right, let's do this. So I was managing for almost a year. I was making like pretty good coin at the time, which was pretty sick. And then I got my license. I was like, yeah, I want to fly pies for a while. And so I quit.
Fly pies.
I quit being a manager. I was like, no, I'm done.
To rip pies for tips?
Just to rip pies. I had a 2002, or no, sorry, 1996.
Were you still?
Dodge Neon, and it was lavender purple. And that's what I ripped pies around Adrian.
Were you still lactose in that day or no?
That time, yeah. But I made...
Okay, so you couldn't like just crush...
I did crush wheat. This one time, actually it was in the Flames just, 04
just
Cup run.
Anytime you want, you're just crushing pizza.
So we, 04 Cup run, Calgary Flames, I'm 14 years old. All like a few of my buddies, they worked at Pizza Hut with me. So we, I got off, or I was the only one that worked that night of this one game. I'm pretty sure we were playing San Jose in that round. And I was the only one at work. And when we're supposed to go watch the game at my friend's house, so he's like, yo, try and scoop some pizzas. Like, well, I'll pitch for it. I'm like, all right, yeah, I got this.
Manager's so, got it, boys.
No, I was just a cook. Like, I should have been fired a billion times. And I was like, yeah, cup party for sure. We got this. So I put in 6 large pizzas, and I think I did 60 barbecue wings.
Oh, my God.
And I took 3 bottles of pop, like 2 liters of pop, and I just walked out the back door.
And no one cared?
Yeah, and nobody bat an eye. And my mom picked me up, because I wasn't driving. I was only 14, so my mom picks me up. She's taking me to my friend's house. She's
90
like,
wings.
Yeah, she's like, where'd you get all this food? And I was like, it was just like, it was a mistake order they canceled, so I just, they let me have it. And
she bought it?
Yeah, she's like, cool. But really, it was that bill.
Did you get fired from?
No, I quit.
Oh, damn.
I quit.
I got fired from my first job, McDonald's.
Yeah, Don's. That's
got
tough.
Ripped. I started at $14. I was making a little more than you back in the day. I think 12 was minimum wage when I started.
You must have started working late.
14. Yeah. I started when I was 14. Was it 14?
No, minimum wage was not that high.
Okay, so maybe, I don't remember, but I started right when I could get a job, 14.
Okay.
So I was McDonald's, started off as just like a cook.
Like a flipper.
Burgers, yeah, do the eggs in the morning, work my way up to drive-thru. And the drive-thru had this little, like, you could lift up the ketchup tray and there was this huge empty space in the bottom. So we'd be scooping fries and we'd be stealing tons of stuff. I stole so much food. Screw you, McDonald's. But we stole so much stuff, like so much food. We'd screw around all the time. And then my older brother worked there and I got fired because he ordered something. He paid for his meal and I gave him 1 free apple pie.
Oh my goodness.
And then they looked like he didn't pay for that. And I was like, he just works. So I just do it on the tray. They're like, oh, you're fired. I was like,
later.
I was like, okay, cool. What a joke. I stole probably like 10 grand worth of food.
Massive conglomerates is like, get out of here.
I didn't work my way up to manager, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw that place. They would give you hell for not even like wearing black shoes. You'd wear like gray shoes and they would grill you. They would send you home. So like, who the hell cares? You know?
One time, Pizza Hut was the same. We had to wear the all black, including the sole. It had to be all black shoes, runners, whatever. The one day I forgot them, so I'm just wearing my like normal skate shoes. They were probably like Fallens at the time, like gray and purple. They're pretty loud shoes. And they got upset with me. So, and they're like, take that off. Like, go, where you're, you know, and just point their finger at me. So I went to the back. I changed. I literally just took everything off except my boxers. I put the apron back on and went back out to the thing.
In your boxers?
In my boxers. I was probably 15 or 16. And I'm just cooking pizza in the like peak busyness of the time.
In boxers.
Just in boxers. And they're like, what are you doing? I was like, you told me I'm not allowed to wear what I brought. So this is what I got.
I just couldn't imagine. Can you imagine being a manager? And someone rolls up with the wrong color shoes. You're like, you got to go change. Yeah. That's unacceptable. You're flipping burgers. No one's going to see your shoes.
Nobody cares.
Like, let the kid be comfortable.
Get out of here.
God, man. Millennials have it so easy nowadays, you know?
Yeah, we set the pace for them.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Like, they wear the wrong color shoes. They cry. The boss gets fired. They get a raise. They get manager.
And then everyone has to wear that color of shoes.
And everyone has to wear, like, you young kids don't know what it was like back in the day.
You're welcome.
I tell you what. Anyways, you want to do some more fan questions or is that it?
I think that's it. I mean, we got a little off topic there, but we can just move on.
Yeah, I think people like the story though, you know.
Stories are solid. Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Let's just, speaking of stories, let's just jump into what we got coming up in July.
OTB off CZ. I mean, these aren't all the ones
this
that I've
like
written
half
down.
The list here, boys.
Aren't like it's just a, July? Like there's wait, like... Yeah. But we have stuff booked for so long.
It's a busy July. So we're thinking July 10th, we're doing something with our boy Swaggy P.
Sweetie P. Do you remember where it was?
I think it's in, was it Vegas or Vermont? Because they were open up a Vegas one. It might be in Vermont.
I think it's Vermont. But obviously our boy Swaggy P, Money Mitch, that's going to be a blast. I want to go out there.
I love Swaggy, yeah.
And, you know, small ice like that, if we actually go 2v2 against those boys, they can't hide.
No, they can't.
They can't hide.
And they won't even be able to catch us. I don't care how quick Swaggy's hands are.
His hands are quick, but...
Yeah, his head's not quick enough for my elbow.
Yeah. So you guys can expect some solid videos to come out of that stuff. Obviously, Swaggy's going to be in for a world of hurt. I'm a little more concerned about Money Mitch because...
He's a little bigger.
He's a bit bigger and he's like one of those quiet dudes that like you don't know if he's funny or not. And you don't know if he's scary or not. So,
and you can't even tell if he's being serious?
You have no idea. The guy is probably an all-time world star poker player. But that one's going to be a lot of fun. And obviously, a massive one. Chicklets Cup.
Yep.
Buffalo. Oh, my goodness.
July 19th to the 24th, we're in Buffalo. Chicklets Cup, you guys all saw the last one in Vegas. We finished second place. We kind of dominated.
Honestly, it was our goaltending. Well. It was our goaltending.
Gretzky was tough in net. And then we had a blind guy. He was phenomenal in the first game, kind of shit the bed in the second, but
yeah.
We have the best goaltending.
Is that what they said?
Apparently.
Better be.
And then we got a couple more NHL players. Conman, you said just won the world championship.
Yeah, for Team Canada.
Two other guys I think that were on our team.
Heck yeah.
So shout out them. We got a stacked team. Biz says we're on the third line with him, but obviously that's not going to last. We're going to work
Biz?
Our way up.
We're with Biz?
Yeah, third line Biz.
So
Biz was kind of the anchor on that whole team. Well, but kind of Merle's too.
Here's what I'm seeing. If they're putting Biz with us, they're expecting us to carry that line.
Well, obviously.
Because Biz...
I'm not playing on it though because I've been practicing. I'm going to be first line with Conman.
I don't need to pracky. I'm just going to go in there and do what I do, the flying blocks and stuff like that. Yeah. That's what I got, you know? I'm not out there to score goals and stuff. I'm out there to stop the goals, keep the ball in their end, you know? I don't need that glory.
More like cardio, you know? I've been doing a lot of cardio just so I'm ready to go.
I should do that. I haven't done cardio.
Not fast, because obviously Biz is doing zero cardio, so we're going to have to carry him.
Yeah.
And he's going to be taking quick shifts, so it's going to be so much fun. We have to win...
Got to
win. Have to win.
This is our year.
So if you guys are in the Buffalo area or in anywhere near it, come out. It's going to be so much fun. Crowds are going to be packed, and the games get intense. They get very violent, and it no longer be like we come out there to film, but it no longer is filming.
It's not about actual game. It's about winning.
And then they just get good content. But
I asked when we were at Red Lot, and Glenn Cross was there too, and we're taking some photos. I asked Glennie, I was like, he asked about the Chicklets Cup before we go on. He's told him, like, obviously, yeah, we'll be there, blah, blah, blah. And he's, I was like, is Buffalo cool? Like, is it fun? He's like, no.
Yeah, everybody hates Buffalo.
I was like, okay. So, and he told me, he's like, if you go to like the suburbs, like the guys that live out there, they love it, just not actual Buffalo.
Yeah, you gotta have money, you know?
So if you go to...
It's like Edmonton.
Yeah, if you go outskirts, there's apparently dope. If you stay in skirts, it's not. So looking forward to that. You know, I love seeing like dive towns like that, just me so too. I can like judge them myself. Yeah. Actually, I think maybe we should just start doing like city reviews, you know?
Just go to just absolute shitholes.
Everywhere we go, we got to travel the world, North America.
I already know what your number one spot would be.
To go?
Your number one, Stardust.
Stardust, Pittsburgh. Let's go.
Speaking of Pittsburgh,
we got two trips. I got two trips, one for the Sportsnet and one for Bugsy.
Sportsnet will be like a... Can we tell them?
I don't know if we should yet because I don't know if there's an NDA or something like that.
Yeah, but then the other one, Pittsburgh with Bugsy, little ball hockey thing going on.
And that one's in September. This one's super exciting because I promised everyone a Yinzer tattoo. It's booked. So me and Bugsy, we're going to be going to Southside Pittsburgh, get a couple Icy Lights, a Primanti Bros, and we're going to go get inked up a nice little Yinzer tattoo. I'm really excited for it. It's a selfish one. I think one of the coolest things that we have done is save a NCAA men's and women's hockey team. So I'm super jazzed on this. Plus, we were taken in as honorary Yinzers. So 100%. Naturally, I got to flex that. And the third and final thing about it is the penguin that I'm going to be getting is for the Pittsburgh Warriors, a group of veterans that play hockey and keep each other alive, you know, all the PTSD that goes on. So thank you guys for your service, everything that you do, and thank you for letting us be a part of your team. So it's kind of an honor to all those things. I'm really excited for it. It's going to be sick.
Unbelievable, dude. It's a lot of travel coming up in July, boys. Obviously, we're going to capture it all. So what else we got? Can't read that far.
Beauty Awards.
Oh, yeah. The OTB Beauty Awards that will be premiering on Sportsnet. It's not your everyday award show. No one cares.
Awards.
Yeah, no one cares. Matthew's got 60 goals. No one cares. Kale McCarr won every trophy in the world. This is the real awards. All right. We're going to be categories like best flow, best muzzy, worst screw up.
The real stuff.
The real stuff. The stuff people want to see.
It's not every single year. It's the same like few players, and then a new kid comes into the mix. But typically, it's all set up within 30 games into a season. You're like, yeah, that guy's probably gonna get it, or they have a sick playoff run, and you're like, yeah, that guy's gonna get it. It's just predictable. These ones are up to you as NHL
players, fans to pick,
and the fans to pick. But like, every single year. So now that they're out there, the first annual, which means we talked about this before, it can't be an annual thing unless you do it every single year. So we're going to just keep it rolling. Real awards, you know, real personality. Let the players shine a light into the game, you know?
It's good. It's going to be great. It's going to be the best award show of all time. I watched the one this year in Vegas again. Just absolutely horrible to watch. It was tough.
Did they already do it?
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful.
I didn't even. Yeah. Well, I saw. Oh, where Kenan Thompson said.
Yeah, just brutal. Like, that guy's not even. He's not funny at all.
Well, it was funny saying that.
That Leafs joke was.
Yeah, that was all time.
That was the only one.
That guy should get another TV contract just based on that one joke. I was hyped on that. That's funny.
But that's coming up in July as well. A lot of stuff coming up in July, boys. But you gotta just follow along with the trip.
And it's gonna be a massive off season. And we are after the second Pittsburgh trip. in September. We're going straight over to Vegas. Our favorite brand, our favorite people, Bauer. Doing Bauer World in Vegas this year. Last year, if you remember, it was in Miami. This year, it's in Vegas. It's going to be an absolute time. Going to get a lot more content. We're going to hang out with the Bauer folks. We'll give you guys some behind the scenes of what it takes to, you know, be a part of a conference like that. Kind of see what it's like.
Maybe our boy Ricky will buy us some more duck.
Yeah. Holy smokes. Duck,
a lot of duck
at the Fountain Blue.
I think it was like $100 or $200 a friggin' duck.
Three plates gross later.
It was gross.
No, it was delicious.
I hated it.
I loved it. So, yeah, we're looking forward to Vegas. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of stuff coming up. We're really excited to get grinding again. You know, it was kind of a tough COVID in that regard for us. It was really good for views and stuff like that. And I think we handled it really well. You know, it's all about adversity, but it's so
COVID's
nice.
Done now.
It's so nice getting back onto the road, grinding, chasing that dream, all that stuff. And hopefully you guys are enjoying it too. So feel free, send us some DMs, let us know what you like, what you don't like, and we'll keep building off of it. If it's something that we like that you don't like, we don't care. We're going to do more of that, and hopefully it pisses you off because that's also funny for us.
Woo.
We like jokes, so
it's gonna, heck yeah.
It's a good time. Give me the that sweet noise.
Ooh, out of breath.
Payday 16. That's what you listen to. I'm Jake Barda, and that's Ollie Postman, world's best athletes. And you're listening to the podcast Paydays with On the Bench. So we always give away free stuff, give you an opportunity to go get some of the best gear in the game. We got the best merch. So this one, we're looking at the code of off season, all capitals, OFFSEASON. You're going to go to our website, www.onthebench.life. Go select the mystery item, put your size into the cart. And then what's going to show up is one of the golf tarps that we have. They're, I promise, phenomenal, and they're perfect for course attire. They have enough of a collar that you can wear them. Plus, they look sick. So go do that. Also, the golf tarps are buy one, get one. So if you just want something else or if you want more of them, put those in your shopping cart. There is going to be shipping if you just do the free stuff. Unfortunately, we are not millionaires yet. We will be there, just not yet. So right now, we're going to have to ask you guys to pay for shipping. If you don't want to pay for shipping, just make your shopping cart.
Take a hike then.
Make your shopping cart $50 and then shipping is free. We do the best that we absolutely can for all you guys. One day we'll be able to just do free shipping. You know, it's just not there yet, but we're still grinding. You know, we're going for it. So again, it's off season, all capitals, all one word. Put that in at the end for the discount code. You're going to get a free golf tarp, select the mystery item, www.onthebench.life. Check it out. And I promise you guys, we have the best merch in the game. I promise.
Nice.
Oh, and check out the Healthy Scratch line. We have this new line.
Healthy Scratch.
It's a sick line. It's a elite line.
Everyone's been a healthy scratch in their career.
We've all been a healthy scratch. And, you know, if you can't just take something lightly and make a joke about it, then what are you doing here? You know, what are you doing here? Go check it out.
That's right. What do we got now? Greasy or grimy?
Greasy or grimy. Let's end
it. Let's go. We're ending it off with, obviously, you guys know, a couple questions. Where did you go? You went three yesterday?
I can't even remember what they were about. I think I did, not too bad.
Okay.
But I don't remember. This one is going to be a little trickier for you. So five questions. I'm ask Ollie. If he goes 5 for 5, he's greasy. He goes 0 for 5, woo, he's grimy. The greasier, the better. We're looking for a whole tub of butter. I don't think anyone's gone 5 for 5 yet. So we're still searching for that. So follow along at home. Let us know what you guys get. If I get the answer incorrect, let us know. I will immediately block you on all social media so you can't try and embarrass me again like that, but definitely let us know. So this one, special one, we're talking about UFAs previously. Johnny Hockey,
that's my best friend,
you know, it's not up in the air. So we got 5 questions just based on Johnny Hockey.
Oh things, boy.
For this round. So you ready for question number one?
Hit me with that
question number one. What year
Johnny.
Was Johnny Hockey drafted?
Ooh. I'm going to say 2015 season.
Lock one in. That one? Like 15?
2014, lock in final answer.
14, locked in final answer. You would be wrong. So Johnny was selected in the
111th, right?
In the fourth round, 104th overall in 2011 in the NHL entry draft.
That was so long ago.
But you're probably thinking, because he went on to continue his NCAA career until 2014 and then joined the Cavs.
Then he was a rookie. Yeah, yeah.
So that's where it was. But
so I was kind of right.
So I was 2011, the NHL entry draft. That's when he was.
Dang.
Here's a fun one. It'll be a little tougher. So we'll help you out. How many penalty minutes does Johnny Hockey have in his career?
Oh, dang. He won the Lady Bing once. So none in that season. I'm going to just take a shot in the dark and say 54 career penalty minutes.
I will give you a hint. It is over 100.
Okay. 100 and... No, I'm going to say 209 penalty minutes in his career.
You want to lock that
yeah,
in?
Yeah, locking it in.
Johnny Hockey, in 602 games played in his professional career.
Games?
Yeah. He only has 132 penalty minutes.
Man, that's crazy.
602 hockey games.
He's almost at 1,000 games.
Well, he's 400 away. Yeah,
yeah, that's a lot.
He is at a lot of hockey games. And he's at, so he's 602 games played. I'm pretty sure he's 609 points. He's over a point per game. That's fun. What was Johnny's highest point season like? What point? How many points were they?
This one, right?
That's what I'm asking you.
111.
Locking it in?
It's either 111 or 113. I'm going to go 113, final answer.
Okay, so you're correct. I'm going to give you this one because you called this year. It was 115 points. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. So you're 1-for-3.
Why? I didn't get it right.
Okay, you're 0-for-3. This one, I didn't even know that it was different. What number did Johnny
63.
Wear
60 something, 64, 63. I know this one. 60 something.
Lock it in.
64, final answer.
Wrong. It was 53.
Ah, 53.
He wore 53.
I looked at that yesterday.
Isn't that why? I didn't even know he wore a different number.
I told you that, like, 2 months ago. I was maybe. Like, do you know Johnny was 53?
I don't even remember.
And then he switched to 13 once that year. I think it was Yuri Hudler that left or something.
Oh, yeah.
He got 13.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm 0-for-4. I need to get one right here.
Okay. Who did Johnny score his first goal against?
First Johnny Joe goal.
In the 13-14 season.
Was it...
He played one hockey game.
Was it his hometown?
It was not his hometown.
Okay.
It was on the West Coast. It was
Vancouver, final answer.
Correct,
yes!
Mondo.
Let's go.
Johnny had one
he
game.
Scored on the long goal.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
He was actually a tipping.
Yeah.
I didn't see what goalie it was, but yeah, he scored on the Vancouver Canucks.
I'm a massive Johnny Gaudreau fan. Just
clearly.
Actually not. I just like him as a person.
Clearly. You absolutely nailed that. Full grind. Full grand.
I got one right.
That's so, how it goes.
So. A little bit right, boys. That's it for us today. I need to study up on my Johnny Hockey.
Time to go get some Don's, maybe a couple triple cheeseburgers. And
I'm going to go to Tim Hortons, get a great one.
Smart play.
Yeah. Fuel up, boys.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's been Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Bardon. That's Oli Postman.
Posterman.
Sorry. That's Oli Postman. And this is the greatest podcast of all time. So tell all your friends about it. Don't forget to subscribe to it. You can hear it anywhere podcasts are heard. And we'll see you guys next time on the...
Epi number 17, boys.
Epi number 17, July 15th.
Take care, boys. See you soon.
Jacob, we claiming the cappy. Low cheese, Missy, top corn, snizzy. We ain't stopping even if there's a whizzy. Quick rappy, extra greasy, snappy. Oli and Jacob, we claiming the cappy. That's right, boys.
Jesus, Jacob, I think we're done here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We're gone.